wherever on the world that you are living in the midst of poverty. Now we are very aware, especially this weekend, of those who are involved in human trafficking. God, for the oppressors, we pray that they may turn from their ways. For the oppressed, we pray for mercy and healing and redemption, God. For those in our community who are hungry as well, God, lead us to follow you. God, we give this service to you.
good where he was and was previously. Next Sunday's going to be, a great Sunday. That's just going to be a dedication at the playground. We're hoping lots of people in the community will be here for that dedication right after this service. Hopefully you'll go over and tie a ribbon on there and a bit more about that. A couple other quick things. Black History Month is just month of it, and Reverend Fred Patrick, at the Friday night praise service here at Sunday, 7 o'clock on Fridays. And then, yes, this Friday night, there is Aaron Kirsten, president of the Hale Foundation Society. That's going to be part of that worship service. So please, Friday night, we'd love you to be a part of that. And two more things. The Westwood film, saw a clip of it a couple of summers ago. Montague had asked about Westwood this week. Great film. We'll show it not tomorrow, but next Monday at 2 o'clock. It's February 9th, Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock on YouTube. And the following Sunday evening, February 15th, at 6 o'clock. And it also mentioned one of the comments that passes Friday and Audrey. Do you know, have you said all the time when the service is going to be yet? It's like everything else here, Sunday. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll let you know. That'll be interesting. Is there any first-time visitors here this morning? Oh, back there, somebody. Oh, there you are. Yep, they pointed you out. That was who you are. I'm good. How are you? Daniel Baldwin from which chapel? Where's that? And also, oh, okay. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Yeah. Anybody else? Would you say to church somebody who didn't take the church? I can say, you look really, really beautiful. I had some today. Something like that. You look great, man. Oh, I'm fine, man. hope you're always glad that you're part of the United Methodist family if you're here for that. And, but you're going to be especially grateful today. Because today you're going to see how all of this comes together in a beautiful balance and comprehensive form. I want to begin with a experience I had a couple of weeks ago at the breakfast, community breakfast, where the new president of the University of Florida, Ken Fox, was the speaker. And Susan Crowley, who's a member here, talked to me about he wanted to meet some relief ministry leaders, clergy leaders, and then he wanted to know the names of the person who called the change. He called me knowing I might know a little bit about Phyllis. He invited me to that breakfast. He gave a great speech about his journey, which included his being part of 3 years at the seminary, theological school, Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Chicago. It's the denomination of that Creekside Community Church called Evangelical Creekside. And he talked about that. Then he had time to talk. Can I ask him? So grateful that you're open about your personal faith. And in our day and age, we celebrate and are grateful for tolerance. We need that. Sometimes tolerance can bleed over to intolerance of people of personal faith. You embrace yours and find it amazing balance, and I'm really good at that. And I just commend for it and say a word about it. He said, you know, it's in my resume, and I fully embrace my personal Christian faith. It's who I am. It's part of me. I'm also aware that other people have different faiths or no faith at all. And I'm very comfortable with having that, and I love that approach. He then went on to say, I think in my position, one of the things I really want to try to convey to our students and our community and faculty that we're not here just for ourselves, but we're here for some larger reality. And it's sure we're here on earth to serve others. And he got a round of applause. I guess they would say it better than I would say it, but he got a round of applause. Yeah, there you go. Hey. But I said it so profoundly that what I want to try to get at today is that Wesley got it as well, that it's about our personal faith, relationship with God and Jesus Christ, and about serving others. It's not either or, it's both and. So I picture us today talk about that. The first is from Ephesians chapter 2. We looked at this last week. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it's the gift of God. Our relationship with God is a gift of grace. It's not the result of us working hard and trying harder that no one may boast. And then the second part we're going to look at today, for we are what God has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. This is to be our way of life. Deeply devoted to God, experiencing the living Christ within us, letting that overflow into our relationship with others, that is God's intention for us. And Wesley put all that together. The second text is from Matthew's Gospel, which is familiar to you, I'm sure, many times. It's Jesus' words to his audience. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right, goats on the left. Then the king will say to those in his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father's heritage, from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and I was a stranger, and you loved me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. And the righteous man said, what good? When was it that I saw you hungry and gave you food? But first, you gave me something to drink. When was it that we saw you a stranger, welcomed you, and naked, and gave you clothing? When was it that we saw you sick or in prison, and visited you? And the team went to the truly outstanding special teams in the last season. We're members of the team. And the second of the team. You said, I heard the heart of the team. Prepared to be able to by the company we gave him.
Yeah, but after
They all, and Rick was kept the same. That was the one element in his life. everybody's hand and receive a benediction. Now may the wonderful love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus, the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.